Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Veronica is not only the co-host tonight, but she's my grounding tool because I'm as spacey as they come this evening. So
I have enough air to make grounding a hilarious event.
Yes, I know. We know this. She threatened to sing opera to keep me grounded or awake or something.
Well, it would scare her into submission. We know that.
I'll stay awake just so she won't do it. Tonight's show, continuing down the rabbit hole, how do we navigate these energies? And, boy, this has been, you know, I'm really beginning to sound, I could probably say, play the same show over just about every week, and it pretty much sound the same anymore, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I think every day the dimensions are so different. It could be the same show, but we all experience it differently.
That's it. Very good. Oh, you've got another star for this evening.
Oh, great. I like that. Okay, I won't sing opera yet, but it's bursting to come out.
Oh, God. Hear me. Also, I know the team is going to talk to us this evening. They'll come in whenever I get done chitty-chatting with dear Veronica.
They're coming in at 8:25.
Oh, really? You know, I'm here in name only, just in case anybody wondered. They just let me show up to make me feel important. This gets funnier and funnier. Our dedication for the show this evening to our continued support of the Obama administration and President Obama during these critical times on the planet. I did want to share with all of you, as I was writing this, they were yakking at me, that there are so many beings of light and those of extraterrestrial origin that are assisting all of our governments and leaders all over the world to bring peace to the planet. And then they started showing me pictures, and I was just like, wow. And, of course, my first feeling was, I certainly hope they're in North Korea because we really need help there.
Yeah, I heard about that today.
Yes. Well, that's been, you know, I've always talked about that as a hot spot, and it's unfortunately starting to show up as just that. So let's talk about the energies because they have just been a trip.
Well, I'm just thinking when you're doing this show dedication, don't mean to interrupt you, but I kind of
No, go ahead. You might guess.
You know, in Star Trek, the latest Star Trek, which of course we raced off to see, I really love the way to see what's in your mind. They just put their head by your head or put their finger on your brain, and then they can share your whole mind thing. I think that's something we're learning, right?
I guess, actually, I've been doing that for quite a while.
That was my favorite part of the whole thing. I went, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. It's not the problem of empathy. It's the problem of, you know, really believing it and going out and touching people's heads and really getting it straight. So maybe they're doing that with the Obama administration and other world leaders.
I didn't realize how it was really quite fascinating to me to see the number of beings walking around. And I mean, you know, for somebody like you or I, Veronica, to walk into the White House, or, you know, it would be quite an experience to see all these other beings in other dimensions there. at any rate.
Can Obama see them?
Oh, I don't have a clue. Didn't ask. Okay. No, I think he senses guidance. But I don't think he's at the point yet. That would be too disorienting.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
You know, that. Listen, it's not easy when we do what we do and see him.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, that's actually funny. You know, when I first started this work, when I first came to Las Vegas, my daughter was attending a Church of Religious Science service every Sunday, and I thought, well, she wanted me to go, and my son, and so on, and for it to be a family affair, and my grandchildren, et cetera. So I went and didn't think anything of it until they sang the song at the end, which is Let There Be Peace on Earth. And all of a sudden, I hear in the background, finally, something that makes sense, and I spun around, and they were lined up against the wall. All of my darling extraterrestrial friends.
Were they singing along?
No, they were just observing, but I hadn't really paid any attention. I hadn't cued into it. And so I was at a luncheon a couple of weeks later and mentioned it to the female minister of the church, and she went postal. she said, you brought them into my church. And I said, oh, okay, so much for that. I'm not going back.
I thought they were supposed to be ecumenical.
Yeah, right. Well, there went that metaphysical right out the window. It was like, you know, this is spiritual and that's not. And it made me laugh. And I thought, well, we're not welcome. So that's all right.
Hmm.
Okay, let's talk about some of these energies. Really, they've just been so amazing. Strong and tough, like we're being pulled through the eye of a needle. Absolutely, here. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing this, and certainly, you know, I laugh about, I have a dear friend, Natalia, in New York, who sees and hears and so on with the team, and it's very, very, very funny because she's pure vegetarian and this and that and the other thing, and you know, we're all having these very strange food cravings. Now, I don't know if you are, Veronica, but I'm eating things I don't normally ever eat, not meat or anything. But
Chocolate cake, is that what you're doing?
What?
Chocolate cake?
No, I haven't had any damn chocolate cake. It's killing me. No, you know, but I have been eating some wheat, which my body doesn't really like.
Mm.
But I've been craving it, and it doesn't like gluten, and it's behaving badly as a result of that.
I'm eating a lot of sweet things, which I never do normally.
Yes, I am too. Nuts, and I buy this, you know, vegan chocolate from Whole Foods, you know, and put the little, kind of, they're like little chocolate chips in there with the nuts, and it's stupid things that I don't normally eat.
And I've been eating, like, lots and lots of dried fruits, including dried hibiscus that you get at Trader Joe's, these little bags, and lots of dried ginger with sugared ginger. Lordy.
Oh, you're much better than I am. I just went right for the big stuff.
but a lot of
digestive problems for lots of people, lots of gas, flatulence.
That sure makes sense if we're trying to get rid of the stuff that we've been digesting for centuries.
And all the emotions. You know, lots of, I don't want to be crude here on the air, but diarrhea, these kinds of things. We're processing out so much emotion right now,
mm-hmm.
That it's just ripping everybody up. It just makes me laugh constantly that, I can't do my protein drinks anymore. There's very little that I can do, and I finally just said, screw it, I'll just eat whatever I want as long as it doesn't have a face. And let's see. Energies running during the night, tons of dreams. Lots of people are having really bizarre dreams.
I am too.
Are you, honey?
Oh yeah, they're funny. They're quite funny.
Are they funny?
Yeah. Well, like I dreamt I was going to meet this woman to see if we'd do like a little business thing together, and I had this dream we were in the bathtub together with all these toys, and then she disappeared, and everywhere I looked in the dream there were all these little toys set up. So. it was kind of fun. This is fun. I don't even need to see her. I got all these toys, you know.
Well, of course, this really is representative of your consciousness. I think it's absolutely adorable. unfortunately, some people are having very difficult dreams.
Uh-huh.
And we are processing out, for those of you that are working with the team and, you know, listening to the programs regularly and asking for their assistance on the night of the show, lots of stuff coming to the surface that's been sitting in the subconscious and unconscious, you know, as this has been a big push for the team to identify, transmute, and change all subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drives, programs, and contracts, and try to get these up to the surface so we can process them out, because they're creating illness, they're creating aging, they're creating, you know, disturbances in our energy fields and our relationships.
And thank you very much for last week's show, because afterwards I was, for about a day and a half, I was kind of like a whiny person back into a whole bunch of stuff I used to experience emotionally, but it fortunately didn't last.
Well, for those of you who did not listen to last week's show, we were dealing with interference right now, that, you know, this kind of last-ditch effort that things can be coming in trying to interfere in our experience. And, you know, I was very hesitant to do that show, and Veronica, honestly, if you hadn't held my feet to the fire, I wouldn't have done it. I'm going to put it back in your lap. But I'm glad I did, although the team handled it very differently, and I got the opportunity to see why this week. Because, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, but let's kind of stay, if we can, with some of these very weird, tired or wired. And so many people, I'm either absolutely exhausted or wired to the moon. There is absolutely no in between. How about you?
Yeah, I'm a bit wired at times. I didn't sleep much last night, just a couple hours, I think. That's wired.
Yes. A lot of people are having this only a few hours of sleep a night. Somebody just emailed me this morning about that. You know, what the heck is this? And, you know, me, on the other hand, if I could just get, you know, I finally got on the table today. I was so excited, I couldn't go out. Usually they take me right out, could not go. Was very frustrated. strange cravings. Again, you know, just, don't beat yourselves up, everybody, if you're craving strange things. Just eat them. If your body is needing it right now with all we're processing, I just figure whatever you're craving is what's needed.
Ginger and peanut butter.
Yeah, okay. Only you, Veronica. Also, lots of emotional shifts, going from very happy to very sad, going from tears to anger. Seeing a lot of this with people where, you know, it's like on a dime, just on a dime. And if you're not doing it yourself, being around people and being able to read it in them to see where they just kind of move back and forth through these energies, very interesting. A feeling of being pushed but not knowing where. Wanting to connect or reconnect with old friends, family members, and so on. This sensing of, Veronica, you and I talked about this earlier, wanting to offer an olive branch. And for whatever reason you may have disconnected in the past, be it distance, time, lack of time, hurt feelings, whatever, none of it making any difference at this point. It's like all of a sudden the slate has been kind of wiped clean, wanting to go back in and on a whole different level, no agenda, but just offering the olive branch.
And not even caring about their response, really.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very interesting time. I've been feeling this energy all week long of reaching out to different people, and a little bit more than a week.
I have a little bit of a different thing, which is that, as you know, I find it really hard to just like be finished with somebody and not kind of grieve for them or pine for people way back. But some kind of thinking of having the memory of someone and thinking about them and then going, boing, I have no interest. It's like just straight gone, you know, like letting.
Well, and there are going to be people that you do feel that way. I really have this sensing that the ones that are coming back up into consciousness, that it's time to connect, because we are having this big, as I look at it energetically, this need to come back in with, if you want to call them, soul family, star family, spiritual family, whatever name you prefer to use, doesn't matter. This sensing of, okay, the play is over, let's reconnect now and come together without all of the scripted drama.
Yeah, I agree. That's right.
Okay, and I think that is where it feels very good to me in a whole different way. It's like very clean and very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're different. And because we're different, they're going to be different.
Well, and you said it in an interesting way, which I've been actually conscious of lately, which is, oh, yeah, we had that play together, remember? We had that scene together, yeah.
Yes.
And it's very objective, isn't it? It's almost like,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no sting to it. There's no bite to it anymore. It's just done. It's like we have been on stage and the play is over, and now we get to, you know, kind of play with the cast and crew, you know.
Next.
Also, kind of a nostalgic feeling. This is really different because it's nostalgia and at the same time feeling very disconnected, okay? Feeling detached from family and at the same time wanting to come together in a brand new way. This is, you know, because these familial bonds are so loaded for everybody. And just feeling this very interesting sensing of it's time to put all the same thing, time to put all of that aside now. It really doesn't matter. It's all done. It's water under the bridge, whatever you want to call it. But it doesn't have any more emotional bite or sting to it.
And there's some connections that just seem totally irrelevant, too.
They do. And I was talking with someone tonight, and we had recommended that they do this disconnect out at the Temple of Sekhmet from, you know, all of their familial lineage. And it's interesting when someone else, I've been through this, but to hear them talk about how they're, you know, they still love their family, but feel totally detached, all right? And it's such a strange feeling for people once you do start detaching out of that, from what I call a familial chain of pain. Then they're just people. You allow them to be people, and now you can take your voice back and your power back and deal with them in a totally different way. Feeling like everything is very surreal. Have you been noticing that this week, Ron?
Yes, I have, actually, yeah.
It's been so bizarre. The weather, I think, for everybody, the weather's been strange. Everywhere I talk to people all over the world, actually, they're all kind of saying the same thing. The weather is just strange. And lots of rain, lots of lightning storms, lots of, even Las Vegas, our weather has been relatively cool, fairly overcast. It's been very different here.
And where it's been warm here, because, you know, very often it's rainy here, but it's been warm. But there's been this really strange kind of misty feeling like it's fall. If I didn't know any better, I'd go, it's fall.
Yes. Yeah. And I noticed that yesterday morning when I walked. I thought, this does not feel like a summer morning. It feels like a fall morning.
Okay, so maybe we're going to have a big shift, eh?
I have no clue here.
Maybe the seasons got lost.
Well, I think everything is changing and shifting. This kind of plays into also this feeling that I have where I keep feeling like I'm bouncing back and forth into parallel, you know, different dimensions. And even though I'm here, it's like I have this sensing of this shift going on all the time, you know, kind of going back and forth, which I think is kind of cool. You know, it's a drug-free high. Wanting to forgive everyone. And I think that's another real interesting piece of feeling like, you know, do I have any unfinished business out there? Because, boy, it's sure time to do that. If there's anything, you know, any stone left unturned, God, please, turn it over.
I guess that goes for cleaning the garage, too, huh?
Yeah, probably. So let's talk about last week's show for just a minute here, because the way the team, you know, responded last week, they made you ask questions, Veronica. I thought it was very interesting. they would not volunteer a lot of information. And what the whole purpose that I can see of that was, I mean, certainly they'll speak for themselves, was to push us to get us angry enough to take our power. To say, look, nothing's coming into my energy field, nothing's coming in through my lineage, my parent, deceased parents or whatever, to mess with me at this time. And to get people angry enough to where they were actually, I thought it was really quite interesting, to look at, you know, are we going to be a victim here or do we really step into our power and our authority? And, you know, for me it felt like a giant test almost. And what was really interesting in the individual sessions during the week since the show, most people were not having that kind of interference, but this was a lot of subconscious, unconscious stuff coming up and out. And really, really interesting. Because I got some interesting emails from people. And I think the one that I enjoyed the most was Dear Natalia in New York. She got pissed. And, I mean, she got angry about the fact that anything could come into her energy field and interfere with her path, her purpose. And so I'm just going to read. I've talked to her tonight to get permission. Now, she speaks, she writes in a little bit of broken English, but it's adorable. So this is part of her intentions for her session right after the show. It was within a couple of days of the show. It's my intent to remove and ask all those who do not have my best interest on the other side of the veil or this side of the veil to leave now, out of my body, my space, my life, my unconscious, subconscious, conscious level. I do not give you permission to invade my life or self. To end all contracts with those who do not have my best interest on this side or the other side of the veil, subconscious, unconscious, conscious levels, etc. And to not invade my body, soul, or life. To not allow anyone to invade my body or my life without my permission, I only give permission to my team, guides, angels, Isis, Sekhmet, my Pleiadian, Syrian, Andromedan, and Arcturians, and all those who work only with the Christ-like, Christ consciousness, that I only call in, and those I may not know that work with the light. She was, and she just got angry as, I mean, she was jumping up and down by the time, prior to actually getting her intentions for her session. These came out of her session at Denton. And I just, it was wonderful to see her step into her power and say, no freaking way is this going to happen to me. You don't have the right or the power, and I will not allow this to happen. And I think that's what they were waiting for us to do. We still seem to lag behind in owning our power and our authority to change our lives. And this is true whether it's changing our health, changing our love life, changing our financial life, you know, changing our levels of success, whatever it may be, that we have this incredible power and authority that we have been trained not to believe we have through religion and television, the media, you know, politics, God, you name it. It's there constantly telling us that we're powerless. You know, I mean, if you turn on television today, all you see are illnesses. You know, every commercial is about something that you need a prescription for.
Right, you're getting hair off your body.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I may try that. It's, they keep messing with my hormones, and you know, I may start having to do the big shave, you know, from one end to the other.
Just call it your
wrong.
Yes. Mm.
This was very interesting. After her session, she had, in all of her ranting and raving, which was so adorable, she had these protectors come in. We call them the winged ones, or at least when I say we in the team. Tally describes them in her email, and I'll read it in a minute here. What is interesting, and she really spends a lot of time on the other side of the veil. She's so precious. Now, we've seen them in when we put the stones in people's chakras. They come to take people up to the Stargate, to take them to the sacred space outside of time and space, and the golden place, and which they have described to me as the womb, essentially the womb of the goddess. I don't normally share that, especially on air, even with most clients, but that's what they describe it as. And it is an extraordinary experience. So I'm used to the winged ones, and I love them very much. I've worked with them for many years. There's a representation, if anybody's interested. You can go on to Hoover Dam, to the Federal State Parks, and look for Hoover, or just search Hoover Dam statues. And I used to go out and do work out there on the dam. These statues, about 9 o'clock at night, they literally, the veils lift up off of them, and they sit on a star mat. And they have taken away the gateway that goes into the star map. But it used to be a very, very sacred place here for many people that went out there and did phenomenal work. And the dam itself was built by metaphysicians. There's lots of stuff inside the dam that's really quite powerful. But the winged ones, anyway, it became very clear to Natalia that these winged beings, at least according to her, worked with us also during the times of Atlantis as protectors. And so she is constantly aware of them now, and they're huge, and I am aware of that. But they will help, but we have to take our power first. Again, nothing is going to help us until this is the last real push here before the solstice for us to take our power. It's imperative that we do this and recognize, you know, I think we're all starting to awaken to just how powerful we are, but for whatever reason, it takes time. Veronica, you and I have this discussion all the time, don't we?
Yes. You mean about taking your power?
Yes.
Sorry, my phone kept binking here. You caught me being interrupted.
Yes.
About not being able to use your power so that you can't really go where you want to go?
I think, unfortunately, we have to be pushed to the wall sometimes before we actually are ready to get angry that forces us to take our power. And this whole situation with interference from the other side of the veil, I think, pushed a lot of people's buttons. And I think it was wonderful. Did it push yours?
Yes, it did, and it made me ask that question off and on all week. Is this, like, right here, right now? Even if some of my clients, and yes, it's a huge, huge thing.
And what was your response to it internally, Veronica?
Basically, it was, I wasn't angry, because I think I'm a little bit used to that anyway, but it was kind of, it was freeing. I felt a certain amount of, I guess I could say power, but I was feeling like more of an expansion or a freedom to be a certain way. And I felt this really odd confidence that once I called it and knew what it was, it wouldn't do that again. I felt like I was getting out of it. That's what I felt like.
Very good. That's perfect.
And I worked with a few clients that way, although I didn't have the confidence in a way to really get in there, but for a couple of them I really did.
And were they experiencing interference?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, there's one I'm thinking about right now, but she's away and we're just doing snippets, but I'm going to sit her down and get to work on that when she gets back.
Yeah. Okay. And again, for those of you who didn't hear last week's show, you've got to remember that we've never done it this way on any planet before, ever. There are gaps here. We didn't figure it all out. We didn't know. We're winging it as we go through this, and anybody who thinks that they're not is crazy. We are. Do we have help? Yes. Can things get through? Yes. Because I had some people get very upset. You know, why didn't the team protect me? Because they're, and I want you to understand this, everybody. That's why these protectors that have come in are very, very powerful, the winged ones, who I adore. There is a non-interference policy on the other side of the veil that all beings are, there's a word for it, unfortunately, I can't pull it up right now. You'll think of it, though, Veronica, I know you will. And even when you call on Command Central, if you will, that you can call on Command Central and ask, you know, if this being doesn't belong here, please ask it to leave. Always with respect. Always with decorum. And one thing I have learned about working on the other side of the veil is doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had things come in where I've had to call on Command Central and boom, gone, just like that. But I always do it with respect, not with fear. Unfortunately, there are times when I forgot to do that.
I think over the last week I was kind of having a little bit of, not amazement, but I was sort of calm going, oh, yeah, this isn't really me. This is interference. Okay, that comes from this. That comes from that. I was really calm. I wasn't angry about it.
Good. All right. And if you can do that and still have your power, I don't care how you get to the power, but, you know, it was adorable to see Natalia, who stomped around, and she's just a little bitty. I mean, it was wonderful, you know, to see somebody say, no, nobody's going to take my power. Nobody's going to invade me or interfere with my process.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have permission, and I refuse to give it to you. Get the hell out. So I love that, and I did that with my mother.
I did that with my mother.
Yes, exactly.
Some years ago, I kept getting pneumonia three times. Then I walked by somebody in the Safeway, and I felt it hit again. And I stomped my feet and said, I am the power here, and it left.
Good girl.
Yes. I think it's the same thing. I am the power, you know.
It is the same thing, Veronica. It is claiming that. I mean, we're not wimps.
No.
You know.
But we do have to have the, what is it? We got to have the right, or we got to recognize that we have the right to command ourselves.
Yes. And absolutely. Absolutely. But again, you have to believe this. And we can take one or two stances. We can take the victim stance, or we can take the empowered spiritual warrior stance that says, no, I don't think so.
Because it's my life.
There you go. All right. So, anyway, I'll just share here how she described the winged ones. She calls them protectors. Very light, very big, with wings, a little Egyptian-looking, slanted eyes, and ears are pointy but very strong. In essence, they look very Hathorian, if you will, for those of you that are aware of what Hathor looks like, with the almost bovine ears. And if any of you have seen a picture of Hathor, have seen them on the temples in Egypt, except very tall with wings, more of the masculine. Did have a few other emails, people asking questions about what's going on with them, and but they seem to be all right. But I'm really excited to see how everybody has handled this and felt about it and dealt with it. And I think it was also very appropriate that it came up before the summer solstice, which is this weekend, and which I feel is going to be a hugely powerful time. I can't give you all the reasons. I, sent things out with the show announcement, a lot of the channelings that came through, but I've been so busy I really haven't had time to read anything. I can't tell you I read everything, although I probably did, but trying to be in the now moment lately and not being... And Veronica, I wanted you to bring that up also about writing, because this is important for people who are getting frustrated out there.
Oh, yeah, I was getting really excited because I'm writing these little things. I want to write a little column. And then I'd get home, I'd go, wow, I really got that going. I'm going to go home to write it. And I'd look at it, and it's like it didn't have life. It didn't have what I thought was there. It's kind of blank or dead or asleep or something.
In other words, it's not coming through. You get the idea. You have the energy of what you want to do. When you sit down to try to write it, it just doesn't come through.
It's just not there. Yeah, it's really strange.
Right.
It's very frustrating.
So I do want to say to everybody, if anybody's having creative block or blocks or feeling a little stifled right now, please don't worry. It will shift. We're all kind of in this very strange place where trying to get anything done is a little difficult.
It's almost like sitting with your hands poised over the typewriter keys waiting for that next burst to come through. Freeze frame.
Yeah, right. Well, we're going through a very, very interesting time, so I'm going to get out of the way since we went past your original time frame for the team.
Did the team have to do this same empowerment? We better ask them.
That's very funny. Okay. All right. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica. Welcome to all of you out there listening.
And to you.
We're very excited to see the way that all of you have handled it. Congratulations. You had a choice. And from what we can tell, the majority of you have chosen very wisely. All right? Maybe a few of you still kind of playing with it. And we can talk about it openly now. It was, in essence, an opportunity, as we told you, and a challenge. Opportunity and a challenge. An opportunity to step into your power. The challenge, of course, is, all right, what do we do with this? This is new. Wait a minute. What choices do I make? Do I become the victim? Do I curl up in the corner somewhere going, oh, no, don't bother me? Yes, there are beings on both sides of the veil, people that don't want to see. all of you in your power and authority, doing your great work, bringing your wonderful gifts to the planet, helping to empower, free, inspire, and bridge. You're aware of those on this side of the van. Still have your chini out there rattling chains and bouncing around. And those people aren't going to go away. Not right now. And we can tell you they do not have your best interest at heart. At all. Are there those on the other side of the veil that don't as well? Yes. And there are some astral things as well. Whenever you're getting ready to make a big leap, things get a little crazy. The most important thing you can do is not be in fear. When you drop down into fear, you open yourself wide open. Wide open. Empowered? That's a different story. And you've been taught not to be empowered. It's in the collective, it's cellular, people. Don't you be powerful. Don't you make waves. Don't you offend anybody.
It's not nice.
Oh, absolutely not. Don't you question those teachers. They're teaching you what you need to know. So they're teaching you what they've been told to teach. There are some wonderful teachers out there. This is not to malign any of the teachers, please. We're not only talking about spiritual teachers, we're talking about religious teachers, we're talking about school teachers. All the molds are breaking right now. All of them. A wonderful opportunity for all of you to claim your sovereignty, to become sovereign outside of the familial chain. Claiming your sovereignty as the individual that you are, the group that you are, many of you. Truly now able to work with significant other lifetimes, including future. Including future at parallel. Inviting them in to be part of your team. Hey, we're making a new map over here. I could use all the help I can get. And you can. Are there star beings? Well, all of you have lifetimes as star beings, for crying out loud. Certainly you want to call those in that are the most significant, you know. Not the one where you were drudging away, you know, part machine. That's not the one you want to call in. And they're all waiting to participate because this is such an extraordinary opportunity that you all have right now on Earth. All eyes are on all of you. Literally, if we'll give you a very cute visual here, if you could imagine all these ships that you can't see in the sky, and all of them crammed up against the windshield with their popcorn and their sodas and everything, watching. Now, that's an exaggeration. But it's not too far from the truth. They're very excited. What you are doing on Earth, other races are saying, if they can do that, then we can straighten out our planet with all of the obstacles that they have on Earth. You, as humans, are becoming an incredible inspiration because of your courage, determination, your will, and your heart, your capacity to love. Not your fear, but your capacity to love. Yes. And your determination. we're going to do this. Now, the sensing of wanting to come back together with a lot of people is this knowing that it's time to unite and pull together. It's time to unite and pull together and put your differences aside. Now, what does that mean, differences? Philosophically, because your life is so subjective, human life is subjective, you're not going to find all the same people believing the same way, for crying out loud. But allowing them to believe as they choose and asking the same in return, please, honor my beliefs, I honor yours. But let's come together and find some commonality. What's commonality? World peace and war hunger, the ascension process, freedom, opening of DNA and RNA, remembrance of all things, access to full multidimensionality. Now, those are some pretty great common denominators. How you believe you're going to get that, that doesn't really matter. But joining energetically, getting the old things, whatever those old things may be, let them go. How can we assist each other? How can we, you know, I'm here to support you. What can I do for you? What encouragement do you need? I need to be encouraged here. Or let's just have a nice meal. Let's just have a chat. Tell me what you're doing, what exciting new ideas you're working with. And I'll share mine. They may not totally agree, but the goal out here is the same. We're just taking different paths to get there. And you're going to see a lot of that. There are a lot of people taking different paths to get to the same place. That's what's so exciting about your planet. Giving people hope, assistance to those that are still struggling with health issues, financial issues, whatever they may be, love issues, whatever, family issues. But it is time to pull together. For a very long time now, you've worked your individual path, many of you. Even those of you that are teachers and channels and whatever else you do and healers. But you're going to find now more and more people reaching out saying, I want to have a meditation group here. I want to do this over here. I want to, you know, let's all get together. Find some common ground. This is going to be a wonderful time for everyone, people. If this is what you're looking for, if this is what you're seeking, spiritual family, community, it's going to become more available than it's ever been. Many of you are located in isolated places where you don't seem to feel that you have access to spiritual community. Perhaps you're the ones that need to offer this. Group gathering, whatever. Bring people together. Find common ground. Don't focus on the things you don't agree on. Focus on the things you do. And be willing. How are you? What is your exploration? Here's mine. It may not resonate for you, but this is what resonates for me. Allowing that. Lovingly for one another. That fosters expansion and growth and wonderful synergy, exponential group energy. Offering even in groups. This week maybe you can share what your beliefs or what you're doing. Next week maybe Mary or John or Bob or Roger. Showing respect. Again, as we do on this side of the veil, you see, for each other. We may not agree on everything, but we show everyone respect. Even if there are agendas. Are significantly different than ours. There's a civility, people. This is the channel's favorite word, civility. This is something that you're going to be fostering on your planet. Because remember, it's a reflection. What you're bringing into your experience is going to be reflected out there in your world. Wouldn't you agree, Veronica?
Yes, really.
And do you have questions? You always have questions, Veronica.
Well, are you saying that really we would do well to bring ourselves together with people of different thought processes and walks of life and seek the commonality or seek the...
Yes, we're saying absolutely, because to find people that believe exactly the way that you do, you may never do that. There are always going to be differences. Because that's the way it's happening now. You're not going to find the single leaders, you see.
So that's that whole thing about if we're creating our reality, it's going to look different from all our perspectives.
Yes. And the ability to honor that in one another. Think of how expansive that is.
Mm-hmm.
And acknowledge, all right, you're creating it this way. How lovely for you. That's wonderful. Is it making you happy? Are you creating everything? You wonderful. Okay, here's the way I'm doing it. And I love it. You see? You know, you're going to talk to some people. I do Reiki. That's the way for me. Wonderful. And I'm a shaman. I want to go and explore into the dark and bring this. Wonderful. Being able to come together with each and out. Veronica, you do a lot of this in your interview.
I try. Yes, I'm fascinated by a lot of it. I was just thinking as you were saying that it would be really nice if we could bridge with the... extreme Christians as well. I feel like that's there's deep down there's a reason why we could all have something in common, but
that's right.
It's so divisive still. It's too bad.
Well, again, set your intention. The Catholics already internal memos and in their internal magazine that goes all over the world to all of the dioceses and all of the parishes talking about extraterrestrials, that they're real and they're coming. And they're more spiritually advanced.
Are they saying that as well? That's great.
Yes, internally now. This has been going on for a couple of years.
Great.
Someone that worked for a diocese sent a copy of one to the channel through her son. Father Balducci, who was the head demonologist for the Vatican, has been on many videos saying exactly the same thing. They're preparing because they already know that interactions are coming. So your ability to bridge with what you would call your far religious right is around the corner. Much closer than you think.
Well, that makes me happy. I'm relieved by that.
Yes. It's important. It's important to find commonality, to find ways to bridge in any way that you can. You don't have to break bread with everyone. You don't have to, you know, go do their laundry for crying out loud. But finding reasons to be loving, to be kind, And people, this is good for your health. We promise you this. When you can come away from any form of meeting or group and focus on all the positives, the commonalities that you may have, you might have to look, you know, you may have to lift up some rocks. Because the temptation is always to come away from those kinds of meetings and talk about all the negative. That's not going to get any of you where you want to go now.
Things are moving fast. We're going to have to call this to a close shortly.
All right. Well, Veronica, you tell us about your show, and then we're going to give some last-minute directions to everyone.
We have wonderful guests on Paradigm Shifters next week who are friends of Jackie and the team, named Judith and Jim, and they've written a book called The Heart of Marketing, and they're bringing spiritual consciousness into marketing and internet marketing and so on. And this is after a history of writing about and helping people with relationship matters and spirituality. And that's at 5 o'clock next Tuesday, Paradigm Shifters. And I think it's going to be a very interesting show.
Yes,
they're wonderful people.
Wonderful people. They're doing beautiful work. So we're very excited that you're going to have them on.
Me too. It's going to be a wonderful show. So that's 5 o'clock Tuesday. And my call-in show, Radiance by Design, is at 4 o'clock Tuesday. You can call in and learn meditations with us, and we'll answer your questions and have a good time.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's give some last-minute direction here, if we may. We offer to each and every one of you, whenever you listen to this show, the energies are coming into your home right through your computer. We offer to you, whenever you listen to the show, healing energy that you may take advantage of if you so desire. If you choose not to, you can listen to the show and just simply say no thank you, and it will be on it. Tonight, we encourage again all of you to call us in, to continue working with identifying, transmuting, changing all subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drives, programs, and contracts. Now, understand when we say this, and the reason we keep repeating it is because this is so much bigger than any of you can possibly imagine. This is crossing all the lines of other lifetimes, parallel lifetimes, future lifetimes, unconscious. Not only things in this lifetime, but things that can be holding you back. Because all things are really simultaneous, so all experience is in this now moment. You perceive it in time. Time is an illusion. And so everything has influence. And the goal, people, is to help you to find your freedom, your full empowerment. You came here with the intention to inspire, to heal, to bridge, and we are here to help you to take your power, to heal yourself so that you can be all of those things. We love each and every one of you. If you call us in tonight before you go to sleep with that request, we are most happy to come in and work with you. Know that we love you. All of you. We hear your requests. We know that you call on us. There's more assistance than any of you realize right now. Everyone is cheering you on. You're all very famous. You just don't realize it. We love you, Veronica. We love you as well.
I love you. Thank you.